For the second consecutive month, unemployment rates in every county of West Central Illinois have dropped. That's according to the latest numbers released from the Illinois Department of Employment Services. Ron Payne with IDES says the unemployment rates are much lower than last year at this time in Illinois. Payne notes the unemployment changes in the four-county area.
Morgan County went from 8.9 down to 7.2 over the year. Scott County from 9.6 down to 6.7. Greene County from 9.3 down to 7.3. And Cass from 8.8 down to 7.0. So Central West Central Illinois is faring pretty well during the recovery.
The four-county area combined unemployment dropped from 9% last year in July down to 7.2% this year. Payne highlights the job gains for the month.
The other services sector, which includes car washes, laundromats, accountants, things like that, is up 50 over the year. The professional and business services sector was up 50. And financial activities, education and healthcare, and the information sector were all up around 25 over the year.
Payne stated that leisure and hospitality was down 200 for the year, the government and retail sectors were down 50, and the construction sector was down around 25. Nationally, the unemployment rate for the month of July was 6.2%.
We're gonna save you so much. Yeah, we've got the price and that golden touch.
Call Barfield Carpets for the best deals on flooring from national name brands you know and trust. They've got all the newest colors and styles to choose from, and you'll always get deals that will impress you. We'll make you feel special when you call Barfield Carpets for first quality carpets and first quality installations at 243-2655.
Jacksonville police made five arrests last night. 27-year-old Megan Murray of the 400 block of North Prairie was arrested in the 1900 block of West Morton for retail theft at around 5:15. Murray has been released on bond. A 9-year-old Jacksonville girl was arrested for retail theft in the 100 block of West Walnut around 8:15 p.m. The girl was released into the custody of her parents. 19-year-old Michael Trowbridge of the 800 block of Illinois was picked up for disorderly conduct after allegedly throwing a water bottle at moving vehicles from the railroad overpass on College Avenue at around 8:30. One driver had to take evasive action, according to police reports, but there was no damage to the vehicle reported. Trowbridge was also arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. He remains in custody. 39-year-old Taris Johnson of the 1300 block of Gultra was arrested in the 600 block of North Main on a Peoria County warrant for failure to appear for resisting a peace officer at around 10 p.m. 21-year-old Sarah Carrick of the 300 block of East State was arrested in the 200 block of East State for theft at around 11:30. Carrick remains in custody. One sentence was handed down in Morgan County Court yesterday afternoon. 26-year-old Justin Bowen of the 300 block of Madison was sentenced to 4 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections and 90 days in jail for manufacturing and delivery of a controlled substance. A Jacksonville woman was injured when she was struck by her own vehicle, which apparently was not put in park last night. Jacksonville police reports indicate it happened in the 700 block of Serenity Lane around 11:45 p.m. 54-year-old Jean Weddle of the 600 block of Brandywine reportedly left her vehicle unattended to dispose of trash. When she returned, the vehicle began to roll towards her, striking her and causing her to fall down. The vehicle continued to roll into a second parked car. Weddle was transported to Passavant Area Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. She's been treated and released. There was no vehicle damage and no citations issued. Jacksonville attorney Ronald Kessinger is denying allegations he improperly obtained a loan from a client and submitted a false bank loan application. According to a complaint filed by the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission on July 9th, Kessinger obtained a $26,000 loan from a woman he had represented for decades in estate planning and other legal matters. Loan was obtained in August 2012 after a loan he had applied for from Farmer State Bank and Trust Company didn't cover all the costs of a house he was planning to purchase for his daughter and her family. The complaint states Kessinger didn't repay the promissory note to the client, nor did he request an extension before the due date he had issued to her of September 2013. The woman's three daughters submitted a request to the State Disciplinary Commission last October, shortly before Kessinger apparently paid the loan back with interest. The State Commission says Kessinger created a conflict between his financial interests and the financial interests of his client, did not obtain the woman's written consent or advise her of her right to seek independent legal counsel advice. It also claims Kessinger falsely stated there had been no material adverse change in his financial condition on the Farmer State Bank loan. The Jacksonville Journal-Courier reports Kessinger denies the allegations, except that he's admitted there was a technical violation by not disclosing certain things that he's supposed to when dealing with a client. He told the city paper the bank did not make a complaint about the loan documents, and he doesn't believe his actions were fraudulent. A hearing committee will review the case and decide if the charges are appropriate. Punishment could include suspension of Kessinger's license to practice. This isn't the first time Kessinger has had troubles with the State Disciplinary Commission. He had his license suspended for a six-month period last year after allegedly revealing confidential information told to him by a client concerning the client's actions during a shooting, resulting in that client's conviction for felony murder. He was also censured in 1999 for alleged misconduct. Morgan County is part of the latest round of projects announced by the governor as part of the Illinois Jobs Now program. Governor Pat Quinn announced yesterday investments of more than $18 million for construction projects in Morgan, Sangamon, Christian, Macon, and Macoupin counties. Improvements include removal and replacement of concrete median surface, curb and gutter patching, milling and resurfacing pavement and shoulders, curb repair, removal and replacement of corrugated median, and repairs to bridge approaches on Route 267 in South Jacksonville. The project will extend from the I-72 and Route 267 interchange to about 4/10 of a mile south. Lower of two bidders was KE Vast Company in Jacksonville with a bid of $429,307. Illinois' share of a national settlement with Bank of America is $300 million. John Gregory reports.
$200 million will go to cover losses incurred by state pension systems. The remaining $100 million will go to consumer relief.
This also isn't the first settlement we've had with Bank of America. In fact, it's the fourth settlement with Bank of America. Over the years, we have sued and settled with them over origination problems, putting people into toxic loans.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says there could be more settlements from other banks down the line. Nationally, the settlement with Bank of America adds up to $16.6 billion, which is the largest deal the Justice Department has made with a financial institution for their role in the 2008 mortgage crisis. This is John Gregory.
And we will take a look at news notes in a moment. WLDS time is coming up on 7:39.
You live and work here, and so do we. Local is always better, especially when it comes to banking. At the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company, we have all the financial products and services you want, but with a personal, caring approach that makes all the difference. And because we're local, we make lending decisions fast. So when you need money, call us and discover the difference a local bank can make.
This is Bob Myers. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, two blood drives are happening today. One is at Route Catholic High School from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The other is at Walgreens at 134 West Morton from 3 to 5 p.m. The Jacksonville Soup Kitchen presents Giving Back to the Community today at the kitchen at 316 East State. It includes a toy giveaway, food drive, and music by Robert Sampson. That's from 4 to 6 p.m. And the Chandlerville Burgoo takes place today. Looking at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 91 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 72. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 77 degrees. We measured a trace amount of precipitation here at the radio station.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.